Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly, the satire, that is.
Hi, I'm Jeff Chrysler.
And I'm Tony Hendrick.
And this is the Final Edition Radio Hour. What's up, Tony?
God, Jeff, I've been reading Clinton's book, What Happened? And all I can say is I wish Hillary Clinton would just go away. Now.
Jesus, Tony. Attitudes like yours are responsible for giving us Trump.
She's the one who gave us Trump.
No, Tony. She had 5 decades of public service. Flawed and compromised public service, I admit, but she deserves a chance to talk.
Oh, she had plenty of chances to talk, Jeff. It's too many, in my opinion.
Don't read the book if you don't want to.
I can't help it. She's forcing me to read it.
Doesn't she have a right to analyze what did happen?
No. Her book subtitle ought to be, What Happened? I Blew It. Twice.
Or maybe the Trumpistas actually did collude with the Russians and, obviously, our broken public school system.
Yeah, and Benghazi. No, she miscalculated. Both times. She sold herself as an insider in 2008 when everyone knew insiders had crashed the economy. Didn't work. But then she comes back in 2016 with exactly the same message. Didn't work again. Enough. Go. Leave the scene of the accident. She's responsible for giving us Trump.
I disagree, Tony. Sorry, I just do. Frankly, I think maybe you gave us Trump, possibly for the easier laughs.
Oh, come on. But the laughs haven't been easier.
Yeah, I know. This is
the final
edition radio hour.
I heard actually he was stealing money too.
Okay, people, let's get started. This is Jeremy from Consulting Fuck Yeah, a group we've hired to help us get more people to pay for our subscription service. Jeremy, welcome to the New York Times. We're anxious to hear your ideas. I'll turn the meeting over to you.
Well, thank you, Meredith. As you can tell from our name, we at Consulting Fuck Yeah, we like to think outside of the box, or as we call it, outside the fucking box. You see what I did there? Now, when I think of the New York Times, I think of two things. World-class journalism and adult content.
You mean adult as in sophisticated?
No, I mean adult as in blood and semen. The twin drivers of audience demand.
Finally!
Quiet, Ted. But Jeremy, we're a news organization.
Yeah, and nothing makes news unless it's being killed or fucked. Let me explain. People don't want to pay for news. They're getting it for free. Well, they used to get TV for free, but now they pay through the ass for cable and premium channels. Why?
Blood and semen?
Bingo. People are paying for all the things the cable shows warn them about. Now, that is, the things they're actually boasting that they have. Graphic language, graphic violence, nudity, and strong sexual content.
And if they'll pay for those in their entertainment, they'll pay for them in their news!
Exacto mundo! Now, read this rewrite we did of one of your recent editorials.
Our society functions only when agreed-upon standards of behavior are embraced. President Trump's constant flaunting of the norms of polite discourse sucks a dog's pink dick, To quote the great Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, did Thurgood Marshall really say that about a dog's pink dick?
You quietly publish a correction, but the point has been made. Read the rest.
Responsible adults in this administration need to step up, or the president needs a good ass-fucking. I'm not sure we can advocate ass-fucking the president.
Ass-fucking is not intrinsically a hostile act.
Hear, hear!
Sorry.
Sit down, Ted. So there's the graphic language. The graphic violence is in everything we cover. We don't hold back. We'll make Game of Thrones look like Leave It to Beaver.
Ooh, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Game of Thrones?
No, Beaver!
Ted?
Ted's right. You need nudity. Now, preferably full frontal, preferably female. And I'm not talking Angela Merkel. Ivanka Trump is perfect. Political pool and sweet poontang.
But what about access? Ted, you're the head of photojournalism. Can you get us an upskirt on Ivanka?
She keeps the pastries under wraps, but I could Photoshop the goods. I'll use an old shot I have of Lady Bird Johnson.
Ted, how did you... Never mind. Jeremy, I'm impressed. We can get newspaper subscribers the way Game of Thrones got HBO subscribers.
Yes, but one more element. Dragons.
But they aren't real.
Neither is voter fraud, and Fox rides it to the bank. You just report on massive dragon attacks in a place nobody ever heard of anyway. Throw in some really good CGI, and who's gonna complain?
Yeah.
No. Fuck yeah.
Lupus. It can ignite inflammation through your entire body, attacking virtually any organ at any time, inflicting indescribable pain and exhaustion. It is chronic and it is incurable. And do you know what causes lupus? That's right. Unions. Motherfucking unions.
A message from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Señor Presidente, I'm sorry to wake you, but we have an asylum seeker.
Is it Melania Trump?
See.
I have expected this.
Welcome back to CNN. First Lady Melania Trump is seeking asylum in Mexico. Sarah James has that story.
Tom, Melania Trump is refusing to leave the Mexican capital, and Donald Trump is refusing to leave the U.S. capital. Nobody is walking outside, nobody is talking to each other, nobody is getting anything done, and no one will answer my questions.
Thank you for that report, Sarah James.
Are you being sarcastic?
Mrs. Trump, I am Presidente Enrique Nieto. From what are you seeking asylum?
Donald, you'll have me killed. If I develop crow's feet, I will be poisoned like Putin's critics. If I screw up a speech one more time, I will be gunned down like Putin's critics. If Donald meets someone younger, I will get axe in the head like Stalin's critics.
Mrs. Trump, how do you expect us to protect you?
Please, keep Donald away. I need you to build a wall.
Is this a trick?
This breaking report, Mexico has become a giant women's shelter. Sarah James has the story.
Tom, millions of women are fleeing America into Mexico to get away from the U.S. president. Here is Mexican President Enrique Nieto.
Suddenly, Mexico has many, many women. It is very nice, but now we are low on pumpkin spice and gluten-free noodles.
Sarah, what is Donald Trump's reaction?
I have no idea, Tom. I'm in Mexico, and I'm not coming back.
Then over to Bob Devens in Washington.
Tom, the White House has responded with a series of dick pics and a statement saying these women will come crawling back sooner or later. Meanwhile, security officials believe Melania Trump has already given Mexican officials damaging information about the president.
Every night, he prays to Allah.
Allah? Like the Muslims do?
Who else would hate Muslims so much except a self-hating Muslim?
And she has made embarrassing public revelations.
He never takes off his suit, even in the bath. Even when he puts on another suit, he just puts it on over the old suit. That's why he looks so fat, because he is wearing hundreds of thousands of suits. He is actually very skinny man, nearly starving. The rest, it's just suits.
Over to Sarah James, who is still in Mexico. Sarah, are the women ever coming back? I miss my mom.
Tom, more than 20 million American women in Mexico now have menstrual cycles completely in sync, and we've started a book club.
Just one book club? All 20 million of you?
Yes, we meet on Thursdays at Lori's house.
Sorry to break in, but the president is standing outside the wall that Mexico built, and he is screaming Melania's name like Stanley Kowalski in A Streetcar Named Desire.
Melania! Melania!
Mrs. Trump, we cannot have your husband crying in front of our nice new wall. It is embarrassing us in front of the neighbors. Of course, the only neighbor is Canada, and they always pretend they don't see anything. But...
No, you're right. I will have to hide someplace. Someplace Donald will never, ever look.
Within himself?
WHIT right away. 1-877 wide away. Erase those whites today. Schedule your deletion service online at whiteaway.com. That's whiteaway with a W. Demolition and replacement is quick and easy. Statues of white European slave-owning racist bigots will transform before your eyes. The 1-877 Wide Away experts help you to facelift that wide away right away. Get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction when you revise that wooden tooth slave-owning, cherry tree-killing George Washington with a magnificent Denzel Washington statue in no time at all. Replacement choices also include Dr. Martin Luther King, Minister Farrakhan, Muhammad Ali, Jackie Robinson, George Washington Carver, Rosa Parks, Oprah Winfrey, Jesse Jackson, Roberto Clemente, George Takei, and many, many more. Call now before this whole movement is history. 1-877 Wide Away. Erase those whites today.
1-877 Wide Away and our sister company Plaques for Blacks are fully accredited 501(c) charity organizations and MBEs. All replacement work is tax deductible. We are not responsible for any civil or criminal complaints resulting from the destruction or replacement of any existing landmark or public monument. We are simply a building and structural renovation company with no religious, political, or philosophical connections to anyone living or dead. We take no responsibility for reactions or riots resulting from the work we perform. Please secure all necessary permits and permissions required by law before engaging 1-877 Wide Away services.
Today's nuclear test is brought to you by the letter H.
Sunny day, sleeping the clouds away.
Hello, dear respected leader, Kim Jong-un.
Well, hello, Cookie Monster.
Me is looking for something that start with the letter H. Do you have anything that start with the letter H?
Let's see here. I have this H-bomb.
H-bomb start with the letter H. Does the H stand for huge cookie?
No, Cookie. The H stands for hydrogen. A hydrogen bomb is the most humongous, the most horrific, the most hellacious of them all. Did you notice my H words?
Yes, they all make the who sound. Me say that right?
Yes.
Ha. Like that?
Yes. Ha.
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 Beloved leader Kim Jong-un, if the H letter make a ha sound, then what sound does the H-bomb make?
This.
Monster's ears are ringing!
Let us all work together to destroy the evil empire that is America! Sing with me, Cookie!
Oh, me don't feel so good!
H is for H-bomb, that's good enough for me. H is for H-bomb, that's good enough for me. H is for H-bomb. That's good enough for me. Oh, H-bomb, H-bomb, H-bomb starts with H. You know what the letter H looks like, Cookie Monster?
Oh, me don't want to know.
Two people cowering in fear look like an H. A blown-up New York City looks like an H.
A half-eaten cookie looks like an H?
Sort of.
H is for H-bomb. That's good enough for me. H is for H-bomb. That's good enough for me. H is for H-bomb. That's good enough for me.
Oh, H-bomb, H-bomb, H-bomb starts with H.
We could really use a cookie.
So, how'd your date go last night?
Okay for a while, but then I found out her last boyfriend was black.
Ooh! Well, I never had that problem with racistonly.com.
Racist only? You mean there's a dating site that won't let in black people?
Oh, they let in blacks, and Latinos, and Koreans, and Indonesians. Just as long as they also hate blacks, or Latinos, or Koreans, or Indonesians.
At racistonly.com, you'll find that special someone who hates all the same people you do. Just tell us which groups you hate, which is fun all by itself.
I just got messaged by a girl named Maria, but sorry, chica. This Chicano only dates dark-skinned Latinas.
Whoa, check her out. I thought I was the only one who hates people from the Principality of Andorra. Stupid tweeners.
And if you secretly fetishize races you hate, you can also hook up with self-loathing members of that community.
I believe the white race is a true race, but I also want to bang an Asian chick.
Great! I'm Tila Tequila!
So click on to racistonly.com, where love will bring you together. And hate.
You don't have to be lonely at racistonly.com.
Since the election of the evolutionary dead end in the White House, a series of environmental disasters have hit America, many in states where his most rabid supporters live. Devastating wildfires in Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee. Devastating hurricanes in Texas, Louisiana, Florida, Georgia. Of course, his supporters are also avid supporters of God. So, there's been speculation that wildfires and hurricanes are God's retribution for some terrible national sinfulness like anal sex or electing a black man to the White House. The final edition tried to reach God to confirm this, but no response. However, we were contacted by the planet Earth. Good evening, the planet.
Hey, what's up?
We're trying to reach God.
Never heard of him.
No one out here but us planets.
Well, down here in the American South, people are saying that wildfires and hurricanes are God's retribution for America's terrible sinfulness.
Please. There is no man in the sky. I created the sky. I can guarantee there's no bearded old fart in a white dress floating around out there. But I exist. You're fucking standing on me. And I wax wroth with your species all the time.
So, hurricanes are retribution for some terrible sinfulness.
Of course. You think I just lie there, taking it in the ass, when people warm up my beautiful big blue oceans so they feel like bathwater someone's peed in? You trying to fuck me up? I will fuck you up. I'm the one that kills you people with wildfires and hurricanes, because I fucking hate you.
Wow. You hate the most advanced species ever to evolve on your surface.
Advanced? That's a good one. Listen, what species, once I showed it the awesome power and beauty of the atom, would immediately think, that's a great way to kill tens of millions of my own species in a couple of minutes.
Okay, good point. Humanity has done some terrible things to your surface, but we are trying to clean up the mess.
Oh, yeah? You worry about CO2, methane, greenhouse gases, toxic chemicals, oil, fossil fuels, so-called pollutants? But I created all those things. They're my babies. You want to survive? Eradicate the most toxic pollutant any species has ever smeared across my surface. Money. Wipe that out, you might have a fucking chance.
Come on, the planet! A lot of good people are trying to save you.
Save me? I'm a fucking planet! I've been here 4 billion years. You fat little maggots with brains aren't even into 6 figures. Just a minor experiment that hasn't worked out. I should never have let you walk on your hind legs or develop individual consciousness. But I can take it all back. I give it, and I take it away.
Now you sound like God.
I'm the only God you've got, you separating twit. I'm sending you violent signs of the unbearable afterlife you're going to be living because of the violence you've inflicted on me.
Is there any hope for humanity?
Not on my surface. Look, why don't you kill yourselves off and save me the trouble of developing these super pathogens? Because they're going to be very painful. Rain your stupid nukes on one another. Destroy every so-called life form on me, including any trace of you. Nuclear winter will ensue for a few hundreds or thousands of years. Lovely. I'll take a nice long nap. I deserve it after you lot. Then I'll wake up refreshed and cleansed of the fucking mess you've made and crank up the life cycle all over again, as I have many times before.
Wow. Downer! I'm beginning to think Christians have a better idea.
Christians? Don't get me started on Christians. Mike Pence? Someday very soon, there's gonna be a big fucking hole where Indiana was.
You're kidding! When?
That's for me to know and you to shit yourself silly worrying about. Bye now! Gotta check out my sweet little mutating super virus. Ebola for white people.
This is the Office of Emergency Management for the state of Michigan with another tip for saving money in your city.
Putting lead in your drinking water offers amazing cost benefits. First of all, retarded children require much cheaper school lunches, so cafeterias can get by day-to-day with just turkey burgers and Hawaiian punch. Second of all, a new generation of shorter, stunted children mean families need less material for blankets, bed frames, and coats.
If you need more tips, just call the Office of Emergency Management for the state of Michigan. Remember, there's literally nothing more important than saving money.
Welcome to Time Candy. I'm Jasmine Van Gorge. My guest tonight is Randy Shingle, founder and president of the League of Extremely Polite Bigots. Mr. Shingle, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Jasmine.
Mr. Shingle, forgive me if it seems like an obvious question, but is your group really made up exclusively of bigots?
Well, I don't know how exclusive we are, but yes, we are certainly just about all bigots. It's possible there may be a few people who are faking it and just want to use the pool.
Mr. Shingle, I can't help but wonder why you would choose to have the word bigot right there in the title of your organization.
You know, Jasmine, so many people tend to zero in on that. I just think it'd be nice if, once in a while, people remembered that, as bigots go, we are extremely polite.
Okay. Well, if you don't mind my focusing on the bigot part, just for a moment, who exactly does your group dislike?
I'm sorry, Jasmine, you're a journalist, so I understand why you would ask me that question, but to give you an answer would not be polite.
Well, Mr. Shingle, if I were a member of one of the groups that you're against, I think I would like to know it.
Jasmine, that makes all kinds of sense. But I would just rather not get into specifics, because there's a very good chance I might hurt somebody's feelings, and that would really bother me.
Okay, but isn't it fair to assume that your group is stereotyped views of other people based on their religion, their race, or their sexual preference?
Well, we probably wouldn't use the word stereotype. We would consider our views to be facts based on beliefs that, for whatever reason, we cling to regardless of any or all evidence to the contrary.
Can you at least tell me what the League of Extremely Polite Bigots does?
Well, naturally, we have meetings.
What does your group talk about at these meetings?
You know, sports. And once a year, we have a big awards dinner.
So there are people actually hoping to be voted Bigot of the Year?
Well, of course, but it's an honor just to be nominated.
Most people vehemently deny they're racist or homophobic or whatever. Doesn't it bother you to admit your group is nothing but a bunch of hate mongers?
Jasmine, bigotry is a part of human nature. Every single one of us has prejudices. Deep down, we're all insecure children, consumed by fear and jealousy, shackled by ignorance, and terrified of death.
Well, there's a lot of truth to that.
Great. Let me give you some brochures. The bottom line, Jasmine, is I'm not that much different from you. We both go to work every day and come home at night. We both want our children to have a better life. And we both worry about what's going to happen to this country if certain people keep raping our women.
Well, it's been nice to have you on the show, Randy, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Jasmine. I really enjoyed it, even if you are just like the rest of them.
Okay, we're just about over the jump point. You guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Ready.
Great. I'll help you out then. Count to 10, then pull the cord just as we practiced. I need a verbal confirmation that you understand what I said.
Confirm. Got it. You ready for this, babe?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Right. We're at the jump point. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go! Oh!
This is incredible!
Yeah!
How are you doing?
I think we should talk.
What?
I think we should talk.
About what?
I don't know. I wanted to bring this up earlier, but there really wasn't a good time.
What? I can't hear you.
I wanted to. Screw it. I think we should break up.
What?
I've been thinking about it for a while. This really isn't working out for me anymore.
Oh, my God. Are you breaking up with me while we are skydiving?
Yeah. Guess so.
Are you insane?
No, insane would be spending another day with you pretending I was still into this whole thing.
Okay. Well, we can just talk about this when we get to the ground.
No, I don't want to put it off anymore, okay? I've already talked to Hank. He's going to let me crash on the couch for a bit.
Okay, Chuck, I can hardly hear you, and you are breaking up with me while we're falling from the sky. Shit! I lost count. Has it been 10 seconds? Should we have pulled our chutes already?
Yeah, about that.
What?
I removed your parachute from your bag.
What?
Yeah, you know how it's really awkward to run into your ex after a breakup, so I just wanted to make sure that wouldn't happen for us.
You decided to have me fall to my death?
Yeah, I was just looking out for our best interest, babe.
Do not babe me. And while we're being so honest right now, I also removed your parachute.
What? Why?
You just got that life insurance policy from work, and it didn't seem like you were ever going to get a raise there.
I was playing the long game.
Exactly. So I thought the only way you were going to be able to properly provide for me and our, what I thought would be, eventual family was to use that life insurance policy.
So neither of us have chutes.
Looks that way.
And we're both going to hit the earth at incredible speeds and die instantly in a horrific bloody mess.
I guess so.
Well, look at us. Two peas in a pod.
Same seas as ever.
Shit, I don't know what I was thinking. I totally still have feelings with you. You want to get back together?
What? No! You literally just murdered me. Go fuck yourself, Chuck.
Yeah, that's fair.
This is the Office of Emergency Management for the State of Michigan, with another tip for saving money in your city.
When you cut maintenance funds to your schools, the rats get in, and their cost benefits will amaze you. Rats, especially big rats, raise the overall population of a school while demanding no educational resources. They also grow to maturity much faster than human children, ensuring an accelerated graduation rate. Finally, rats require no cafeteria services and are just happy to eat wires.
That's another money-saving tip from the Office of Emergency Management for the State of Michigan. Remember, we don't just value your children. We calculate their value down to the penny.
And now, Episode 1 of Miles the Millennial, hapless intern at the huge global life extension site Badayo, a.k.a. BoomerDeathIsAnOption.com.
Fellow boomers, I'd like you to welcome our new intern, Miles. Miles is a millennial.
Hello, Miles.
That's a whack name.
Did your mother have you on a road trip?
I can see for miles and miles.
Hey, guys. Awesome.
What's awesome, Miles?
Interning for a startup?
We're not a startup. We're a multi-billion dollar company.
Do you know who you're interning for, Miles?
I put it in my cell.
Badayo, Miles. We're the number one life extension network for young seniors, bringing together the best and brightest generation in history so they can live much longer lives. Possibly forever.
Awesome.
Do you actually know what awe Is Miles the millennial?
Hey, yeah, it's like the stuff metal comes from.
That's O-R-E, Miles. A-W-E means amazement at someone's power, charisma, and achievements. Amazement tinged with intimidation.
Aw, sounds awesome.
You know, Head Boomer, Miles isn't wrong when he uses the term awesome about us.
Yeah, given that we have all the power and most of the money.
And aim to keep it that way throughout the incredibly long and rewarding lives we're looking forward to.
Awesome?
You have a girlfriend, Miles?
Do I have to tell you?
Yes, you do.
It's a key part of Bedeo culture to be frank and open about your sexual status.
And preferences.
And experiences.
It's mandatory, Miles. Your job is on the line here.
I'm seeing this chick, yeah.
Is she a real girlfriend or just a friend who delivers one particular benefit?
We've been hanging out for a while.
What's her name?
Bree.
Bree? I hope it's short for Brianna.
Or Bria, or Brielle.
Or Braylin, acceptable girls' names.
No, just Bree.
Do you know, Miles, that Bree is a cheese?
No, I don't do cheese.
Senator, I'd like you to meet my daughter, Bree, and this is her boyfriend, Cheddar.
From now on, Miles, we're going to call you Cheddar.
Bree is a very pungent, runny cheese, Cheddar. Do you think of your Bree as very pungent and runny?
Only when she's sitting on my face.
Oh! NSFW, Cheddar.
Do you perhaps hope, in saying that, Cheddar, to make us feel bad?
Envious of your sex life?
Because you think we fantasize about having sex with men or women a third our age?
In short, that we're dirty old boomers?
Maybe a little bit.
I'd call that blatant ageist discrimination, Cheddar.
We may have to consult our attorneys about that remark.
Do you have an attorney, Ched, old sport?
Kidding? I don't have a cent.
So if we choose to press charges for workplace discrimination, you'll be up shit creek without a paddle.
Ched, old sport, this could be the end of your career on the first day of your first job.
Are you guys serious? Seriously? I was just trying to make a joke. I didn't mean it. Seriously?
We'll let you know if our attorneys recommend reporting you to OSHA or the applicable federal agency.
Oh my god. Please don't report me. Oh my god. I need this job. My student loans are crazy. Please. I'm really sorry.
Too late for apologies, Ched old sport. You can't unfry an egg. Let's get to work.
Okay, first assignment. Go learn by heart everything in the "if you don't buy this magazine, we'll shoot this dog" issue of the National Lampoon.
The what of what?
Don't ask questions, Miles. You're not a questioning generation. Google it.
On it, but why?
So you'll know what's really funny.
Yeah, way funnier than Kevin Hart or Broad City.
Or The Onion or Amy Schumer or Aziz Ansari.
I can see for miles and miles.
Go placidly amid the noise and waste, and remember what comfort there may be in owning a piece thereof. Avoid quiet and passive persons unless you are in need of sleep. Rotate your tires. Speak glowingly of those greater than yourself, and heed well their advice, even though they be turkeys. Know what to kiss and when. Consider that two wrongs never make a right, but that three do. Wherever possible, put people on hold. Be comforted that in the face of all aridity and disillusionment, and despite the changing fortunes of time, there is always a big future in computer maintenance.
You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. Whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing.
Remember the Pueblo. Strive at all times to bend, fold, spindle, and mutilate. Know yourself. If you need help, call the FBI. Exercise caution in your daily affairs, especially with those persons closest to you. That lemon on your left, for instance. Be assured that a walk through the ocean of most souls would scarcely get your feet wet. Fall not in love, therefore. It will stick to your face. Gracefully surrender the things of youth, birds, clean air, tuna, Taiwan, and let not the sands of time get in your lunch. Hire people with hooks. For a good time, call 606-4311. Ask for Ken. Take heart amid the deepening gloom that your dog is finally getting enough cheese. And reflect that whatever misfortune may be your lot, it could only be worse in Milwaukee. You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. And whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back. Therefore, make peace with your God, whatever you conceive him to be, hairy thunderer or cosmic muffin, with all its hopes, dreams, promises, and urban renewal, the world continues to deteriorate. Give up.
You are a fool.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition Radio Hour are performed by Bruce Cherry, Jin Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Keith Saltahanes, Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Megan Gallagher, Samantha Gerwitz, Sean Ari Lehair, Jeff Chrysler, James Mount, Barry Lenk, John Marshall, Ebby Parker, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Rachel Rauch, Andrew Danish, Ann Tuchel, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, and Leslie Shapira. The writers of the Final Edition, Kit Lively, Bruce Cherry, Jin Dodd, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Lenk, James Mount, Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Leslie Shapira, Melinda Hughes, Jeremy Rayburn, Steve Rosenfield, and Peter Kleinman. The Final Edition is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler, West Coast production by Barry Lenk. Audio edited and engineered by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition LLC, copyright 2014.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.